Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Charlie Sheen coming up in T-minus 30 minutes, live with huge developments. Ted Anderson, I want you to sit back, go over the financial numbers, tell people the offer you've got, the other gold and silver at that lower price has run out. You got a little bit left now of one offering, so this is the end. But you've got the next 4 minutes till we go to break, and I'm going to come back and take calls. You take us out to break, Ted Anderson. You've got the floor.
Well, I'd be happy to do it. I mean, probably the first thing that we should talk about is what happened over at Barrick Gold. If people understand, what they need to understand is that gold mines will sell the gold that they have in the ground. They know that they can produce so much gold in a certain period of time. So what they'll do is they'll lock in on the prices today, and they'll sell, basically deliver the gold later, because that's how the futures contract works. And they expect to be able to pull the gold out of the ore from the ground in their mine. Farmers do this with corn and beans. They'll sell their crop even before they have picked their crop and harvested it through the futures market, and then deliver the grain at the fall, and that satisfies the contract. Well, American Barrick, or Barrick Gold, they changed their name, Barrick Gold, when I was promoting them, and I had a Series 7, it was American Barrick. When Barrick Gold decided to default on its short contracts, what that meant is that all this gold that they're going to be selling into the marketplace, which equated to gold sold into the market and driving the price down, was just taken off the marketplace, which is probably a lot of the reason why we're seeing it jump up into the $1,000 range right now. But what Stiglitz was talking about is we're going to have a banking crisis that is much greater in ferocity than we had in the year 2007, when Hank Paulson and President Bush were trying to put together the $700 trillion bailout plan for that thing, the TARP money. And what's going on, or what he's trying to recommend to President Barack Obama, is that they break down the larger banks into smaller banks, so when there is a crisis, one of these things topple, they're not too big to fail, and they don't need to be bailed out quite so hard. Well, the exact opposite is happening right now, because when Barack Obama is talking about throwing more power to the Federal Reserve System, that means that their bank branch or their member banks are going to be the ones that get bailed out. And when they get bailed out, they take that money and they use it to buy up toxic assets or banks that are failing. They use our tax dollars to bail out these smaller companies. And that's just going to create more havoc and more ruckus into the marketplace. And it's not good for the U.S. dollar, because the Chinese right now are watching us do this and the printing press running full time. And they're thinking about selling off their $3.3 trillion worth of U.S. government securities. And obviously that's driving down the value of the dollar, but at the same time it's driving up the price of gold. There's another thing that they did at this time too. They want to make sure that they have enough gold and reserves in their nation, so they're allowing their own private citizens to buy gold at this particular time, which is driving up the demand even further. And that's why we're seeing gold rise at the same time where we have a credit implosion here in the United States, and inflation actually is being held at bay just due to the fact that there's so much unemployment. So really, right at this particular time, Alex, as I can see it, we really need to be looking at precious metals. And the 35, it was like 35 to 1 of the insider traders that are selling actually the stock market right now. You know, one bullish, 35 bearish. These people know what's going on out there in the real world. And even Warren Buffett himself is getting out of that market. So, you know, I just know where the stage is being set right now for a big plummet in the stock market. I don't know exactly when and how far that's going to go. But, you know, with the gold prices going up into the thousands, all I can say is the timing right now to be getting into the gold is right. And I do believe that there will be time in the future when we're looking back at 1,005, 1,007, 1,009, and thinking that that is a really good buy. So if you have the chance to do it, if you look at your portfolio, call us at 800-686-2237. Again, 800-686-2237, and take a serious look at what you're doing. Because right now there's a lot of trouble out there in the economy, and you just can't, you know, there's just no way that this thing is going to be turned around and problems are solved. Again, 800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Okay, folks, quiz time. What resource takes care of your food needs at a moment's notice most of the year, is easily preserved for the rest of the year, is nutritious, abundant, forever GMO-free, and is free for the taking? Give up? Your answer is Wild Edible Food. With Linda Runyon's whole enchilada package on your shelf, you'll never be high and dry when everyone else is up the creek without a paddle. In fact, you'll be able to help everyone you know with the extensive knowledge gained from the 7 items in the whole enchilada package, which include books, cards, and video, as well as 2 free gifts. Now, I'd love to say this resource will always be available as your safety net, but in a national emergency, that may just not be true. And it's still now on sale. That's right, until September 21st, everything's still 10% off. So go to our website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of this offer before September 21st, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE for the easiest and cheapest food backup plan. Don't miss it.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
He's the T-Rex of political talk, Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Just talking to Charlie Sheen again during the break. A lot of crazy stuff going on behind the scenes. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, he's going to be on with us covering a host of big developments and issues. So stay with us for that. In fact, cue up that piece of trash from Fox News. Cue him up. I mean, talk about a slimy guy misrepresenting what Charlie Sheen said. Charlie is bringing up the commissioner members, 6 of the 10, saying the official story is a lie, a fraud, and a cover-up. Charlie's bringing up Sybil Edmonds, the FBI translator, coming out and saying bin Laden and al-Qaeda were working for the U.S. government up until the day of 9/11. She testified secretly to Congress on that. Charlie's bringing up all these real issues, and he is being demonized like I have never seen. And then these cowards, like John McCain's daughter, she goes on The View and demonizes him, and then Charlie directly challenges her. And we directly challenged her and emailed her and say, fine, you come out, name the place and time live to debate Charlie, and they won't do it. Just absolutely amazing to see them do that type of stuff. If you want that video, it's actually on YouTube. But, yeah, here is that program. Greg Gutfield, and I will let you know, old Greg Gutfield's really asking for the lawyers to take the gloves off, I'll tell you that, because this is libel and slander, and if it's done with malice aforethought to cause harm to somebody, you got a big problem. Totally distorting what Charlie has had to say, absolutely distorting the reality of it. Charlie makes tens of millions of dollars a year. He has a lot to lose doing this. He did this because he can't let the continual lie of 9/11 just keep going on. And you can't just call us names and demonize us and have it go away. Let's go ahead and play it. Here it is.
So Charlie Sheen has penned a fictitious conversation with President Obama regarding the 9/11 attack. See, the star of Scary Movie 3 and Scary Movie 4 believes that Bush Cheney planned it all and feels Obama should investigate it immediately in an effort to answer a, quote, bottomless warren of unanswered questions. Bottomless. Now, never mind how repulsive this is to anyone personally affected by the terror attack. Sheen is just awesome for revealing what makes
conspiracy theorists
so pathetic.
Notice he misrepresents what Sheen has said. Sheen's saying, I have questions. This needs to be investigated. Then he says Sheen is hurting the families. And that's the slander and libel right there in the defamation. This was also put out in text, so it's libel. Implying that it's hurting the families. Saying Charlie Sheen is hurting families when the majority of the families are on record saying they believe 9/11 is an inside job. This guy misrepresents the families and says Charlie is hurting them. Charlie is hurting the families. And then he tries to imply like Charlie Sheen's this got this big head because he writes in the piece, the president likes 2.5 men. Charlie was writing that saying, well, let's write this like me and the president are being friendly and, make the president look cool. Wasn't to make Charlie look big. But here's the distortion.
Now, never mind how repulsive this is to anyone personally affected by the terror attack. Sheen is just awesome for revealing what makes a conspiracy theorist.
How repulsive it is to anyone. See, this guy's representing everyone who was attacked, doesn't like Sheen, and Sheen's basically with the terrorists now. This little slime ball thinks he's smart reading off that teleprompter what was written up for him by PSYOPs. Like he's cute. It's fun to manipulate his audience. What a deceiver. Back to it.
First, the egomania. In this open letter he wrote, he writes that the president admits liking 2.5 men. And here I thought Martin was the crazy one in the family. Second, there's the mental masturbation. I apologize for using that word. But when it comes to truth or obsession, the questioning will always be, as Sheen says, bottomless.
Hit pause. It is bottomless when you look at all the evidence. You called us conspiracy theorists that Gulf of Tonkin wasn't staged. Now declassified. Now declassified, the CIA was involved with Kennedy, and the head shooter's gone public in Rolling Stone and on this radio show with the audio tape and video. E. Howard Hunt. We now know Cheney did lie about WMDs. We now know Cheney wanted to bomb our own ships and blame it on foreign governments. Even the Daily Mail in England is saying they think this new Al-Qaeda tape, Bin Laden tape, is fake. Even conservative publications. He's just so sniveling and cowardly. Go back to him.
It's an endless bag of Doritos, except instead of chips, you get comebacks like, oh, that's what they want you to think, and open your eyes, dude. It'd be funny if it wasn't so sad. And my favorite, the contradictions. Sheen claims that 9/11 was the pretext for systematic dismantling of our Constitution. He says this without realizing that since 9/11, not a single person has shut him up. His relentless babble has done more to prove there's no cover-up than anything ever. Damn, I wish the government would silence him or at least give him a better haircut suited for a middle-aged man. It's strange, I tell you. But look, I love Sheen because he's a man unencumbered by self-awareness. Think about it. The man's he's the world's most clueless, druggy, gambling-addicted whore-banger, and he thinks he's uncovered a conspiracy and that we should all believe him. How cute is that? And if you disagree with me, then you're probably a racist.
So he just threw everything, including the kitchen sink, at people. They've introduced bills that have passed the House to ban free speech. They've reintroduced the fairness doctrine. They're trying to implement it. The diversity chief on tape said he wants Venezuelan-type controls. They've are on the verge of passing the Cybersecurity Act that in the New York Times they admit will, quote, have a kindler, gentler internet with government gatekeepers. Charlie Sheen behind the scenes is under all sorts of heat to shut up You may hear about that soon here on the air. Mark Cuban, the New York Times now admits, had the White House email him and call him, the Securities and Exchange Commission, and say, if you don't shut up and not make that Loose Change Final Cut film, we're going to indict you for something. And a year later, they did it. Cuban used the email and the phone call to defeat the phony case. You understand? This guy's making jokes about how our free speech isn't under attack when it publicly is. Absolutely incredible. Absolutely amazing. Let's go ahead and talk to Stephen in Mexico City. Stephen, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Wow. Greetings from Mexico. You're our lifeline of truth here, huh, for Wi-Fi radio.
Well, God bless you, sir. Thanks for tuning in. What's on your mind?
Listen, I just want to give you some quick bullets of what's going on down here that affects you and concerns you. There's a commercial here for a local cable company that's going to do a showing of The Dark Knight this week, and it comes from Buenos Aires in Argentina, and it's a Sony channel. And they show vignettes, quick stills of the movie, et cetera. And one of the stills is Obama Joker.
Really?
Yeah, really. And I looked at it several times to make sure. It definitely is. It comes on for like a half a second, but it's there. It's really bizarre.
And, well, that Obama Joker is now extremely iconic.
Well, let me tell you, down here it is, especially, you should know, in the National University community, UNAM, that is the center of the of the activity here, with posters, and they screen your films, too.
So in Mexico City, they're showing my documentaries.
Oh, yeah, at the university. And it's free showing, so nobody's making money on it.
That's good. I'm glad. No, I want...
It's got
a
real cult following, you know, among the poli-sci kids, you know, politics kids and all of that. Another bullet. As far as Boy Scouts, somebody relayed to me that they're asking kids very discreetly if they've seen firearms in the houses of their parents.
You know, I forgot that part. That's going on here in the U.S. as well. They're asking Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts, the schools, the pediatricians ask. And this father calls in and says, what's wrong with Homeland Security working with my Girl Scout? He just doesn't understand.
None whatsoever. It's acclimation. It's history. History. Read about the Hitler Youth. You understand what's happening there. It's very clear.
So you're saying in Mexico, though, they've got the Boy Scouts and stuff spying on people?
Absolutely. And here, you know, things are a little bit softer here, less of an edge. And it's just a discreet question. One kid told his dad, and that's it. They yanked him out of there. I mean, people do know what that is. People are very sensitive to that kind of stuff here.
Yeah, I will say that in Latin America, where I've traveled quite a bit, people know not to trust the government. I mean, Americans are just so gullible. And...
Yeah.
And we used to be some of the most untrusting of government. Now we're starting to lose that trust, thank God. But at the same time, I mean, you know, the government wanting anything from your kids is bad.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because it's a tool. That's all it is. But people are very on edge about that here. Another thing is Charlie Sheen. He's very big down here, and people are all behind him on this. Not only the expats like me, but everybody. Well, because of his Mexican ancestry, you know, so they like...
Yeah, he's Spanish, Estevez. So, what are they saying? I mean, you're hearing him talk about Sheen and 9/11?
Absolutely, that's it. But that was believed, that position was taken here from day one, literally, because I was here for day one. And official stories, none of it. It's endemic in the blood and the very nature of the people here to immediately question anything that's a government statement. Immediately, it's part of life here. So,
well, Steve, I'm glad
I
went to you. Keep calling in from time to time with reports from Mexico City. That was a great call, Bick, and others. Your calls are coming up. Then Charlie Sheen live, and boy, is he fired up! Look out, ladies and gentlemen. Because here comes the tiger. He is fired up. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back after this quick break.
If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, RMApply.com has a message that is vitally important for you and your family. Did you know that you may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM benefits? Visit RMApply.com and apply for free to see how much you are entitled to. Right now, people just like you are taking advantage of their benefits and using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, and support this show's sponsors. You may be entitled to hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's your money, and you're entitled to it. Apply for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Or call them today for a free, no-obligation evaluation to see how much you qualify for. Call 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155 today.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine, I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on, but that train keeps...
We got Charlie Sheen coming up live in the next segment. Oh, look, Rockefeller and Company CEO dies from apparent suicide. James McDonald, prominent advisor to the wealthy families and chief executive of the investment management group Rockefeller and Co., died of a single gunshot wound to the head on Sunday, local authorities said. A lot of people commit suicide that work for the Rockefellers. Don't you do anything wrong or you die. Be sure and take your vaccines. They're the ones that pioneered all that. making sure you and your family take it. Let's talk to Annalisa in San Fran. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. I'm calling you about Senate Bill 1649. Have you heard of this bill yet? It was introduced September 8th.
Refresh my memory.
I'm sorry?
Refresh my memory.
Okay. This is the Weapons of Mass Destruction Prevention and Preparedness Act of 2009.
Oh, that's got some anti-gun provisions in it.
Yeah, and it also enlists the postmaster to deliver medical countermeasure kits to the American public.
I did see an article about that, but I'd forgotten to cover it. Tell us more about it.
Well, it's pretty creepy. It also signs us up, the Americans, to pay for other countries' security measures for their weapons of mass destruction. And throughout the bill, it pretty much references that appropriations will be made as necessary. So it's another blank check. And, just like the energy bill, we're going to be paying for other countries' energy conservation measures as well. It were signed up in the last 200 pages of that one.
No, it's all about destroying the economy for vertical integration. China, India, and others have to make no cuts. We have to make cuts on carbon dioxide that isn't carbon. It's a gas and is what plants breathe. And they've got some of the public convinced that it's a deadly nerve gas that kills you. They've now listed it as a toxic waste. Next, they'll list dihydrogen monoxide or water. You can go to the average person and say, should we ban dihydrogen monoxide? And they will say yes. They don't know that dihydrogen monoxide is water. The average person, if you say, let's ban sodium chloride, they'll say, ban it. They'll sign a petition. Sodium chloride is table salt. And there's no end to how much people love to be conned and raped.
You're right about that. I was just calling to bring it to your attention because I hadn't heard you talk about it. So,
thank you so much. Good to hear from you. Josh in California, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. First of all, I want to say thanks to you. Thank you, Charlie, and all the InfoWarriors out there doing the hard work you're doing. This is the way we're going to take our country back.
Well, Charlie is on hold right now. We're about to go to him in the next break. You want to tell him thank you face-to-face?
Absolutely. I sure would.
Go ahead. Tell him.
Charlie, thank you very much, man. What you're doing is awesome. I know that you have so much to lose through all this, and this is awesome what you're doing, and I stand with you. I support you and all the InfoWarriors and what you're doing. This is freaking awesome.
Yeah, I think a lot of people get so caught up in the entertainment world and the media world, they don't realize Charlie Sheen's a real person who just came out with 20 super powerful questions about 9/11. And is putting everything on the line. When he knew the government already went after Mark Cuban, the White House called him and said, don't put that movie out or we'll indict you. And then it came out later, they did indict him. We're dealing with serious criminals. Charlie Sheen is just an amazing hero with cojones he's got to carry around in a wheelbarrow.
I don't understand why he would put this together or criticize. Look, researchers are good at doing research, but it takes someone who knows how to write a script to package all the research into something really marketable, and that's what he's done. He's done what he's an expert at doing, and so for all the people who are concerned about that, don't. It's in the hands of an expert.
Well, look, that's COINTELPRO. We could give people a pot of gold, they'd get mad. They're going to bitch about what we do because they want to make it about us, and I appreciate your call. Not about the banks taking over, not about the corruption, not about all the wars expanding, not about government-sponsored false flag terror. That's always going to happen. Whoever is in the arena, like Teddy Roosevelt said, are going to be the people getting the heat. But that's also who will be remembered in history, and that's also the people that make society good. The cowards are the people that make society bad. We know evil's out there. But it's the cowards that rationalize and make excuses that go along with all of this that allow tyranny to reign. Charlie Sheen on the other side of this quick break with a lot of really important announcements and his response to the cowards that won't debate him.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Comfort food is the food you turn to when you've had a bad day. It's also the first thing you want when it's time to celebrate. eFoods Direct just finished developing our new Nutraversal Foods. Close your eyes and taste our creamy three-cheese blend macaroni and cheese, and you'll swear you're eating fresh pasta in downtown Italy. Dig into our chili with cornmeal dumplings, and you'll feel like a wealthy Texan. Or sip a cup of warm potato cheddar soup and be soothed on a cold, rainy day. Nutraversal Foods from eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. Incredible taste, easy to prepare, and a long shelf life. Nutraversal Foods, more fun while hunting and fishing, bigger tales around the campfire, and the food your kids will want when celebrating the win of a ballgame. And if it's this great during the good times, imagine how reassuring it will be if times get tough. Nutraversal Foods by eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of life.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones here to tell you about Cow Bend Soap. My staff and I just love the old-fashioned, pure, handmade soap produced by the Cow Bend Soap Company, a family-owned and operated American company that's over 62 years old. Go to 5starsoaps.com or click on their link at InfoWars.com. They have been a longtime sponsor of ours. Cow Bend Soaps meet the highest standards of quality, purity, and value. Everyone should use their great line of products. I consistently hear from my listeners and friends how much they love the Cow Bend Pure Soap products. Check out their whole line of bath, hair, laundry, and dish soap and more at 5starsoap.com. There is nothing like these factory direct, big money saving, triple concentrated soaps anywhere. Don't take my word for it. Get a free detailed catalog by calling toll free 1-800-340-7091 or check them out online at 5starsoap.com. Again, go to 5starsoap.com and just try their products. You're going to love them. You will never use anything else again.
Well, we've got a true American hero on the line with us. Highest paid star in television. Major endorsements of big products. But Charlie Sheen, for the second time and in even more of a bold fashion, came out with his 20 minutes to the president, those 20 key bullet points, 60% of the commission saying a cover-up, a lie, a fraud, there should be a criminal investigation of the White House and Pentagon. He said, these are my questions. I'd like to meet with you, Mr. President, with Bob McElvain, with some of the other survivors and their families who want to meet with you and call for a real investigation. This is the change I voted for. And the media spun it and said, Charlie Sheen wants to hurt the families. The families all hate him with no evidence. True defamation, true slander, true libel. And so Charlie last Friday issued the challenge. He said, any of you people, the daughter of McCain, Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Bill O'Reilly, you come on a live TV show, you debate me on the facts. I'll bring the truth. You bring popular mechanics, whoever you want. And these cowards are real tough with their teleprompters, but they won't debate him. But they have ratcheted up the attacks to the nastiest stuff I've ever seen. There's a lot of stuff happening behind the scenes as well, but that'll come out in the future if Charlie wants to bring it out. Regardless, 9/11 truth, back on the front burner. The establishment wasn't just able to use it for their police state and their wars this 8th anniversary. And now we're seeing all the new tapes coming out trying to counter us. Charlie Sheen, great to have you here with us.
Great to be here, Alex. How are you, man?
Good. There's a lot to talk about.
Yes, there is. Yes, there is. Where shall we start?
Wherever you'd like.
Well, I think we got to talk about this continuing mainstream media attack that is just so unfounded and just baseless and without merit and is so desperately trying to swing the focus into a different direction that is just mired in blatant fiction and total manipulation. And it's just it's so transparent. It's so predictable. I mean, if this is the best they got, how can we rely on any of these clowns for anything legitimate about any aspect of the news or the world we live in, period?
Well, that's why they're all losing market share, is because people don't trust a damn thing they say. And we've got polls of 83% on CNN supporting you, 84% questioning the official story in the New York Times. You're bad for reading The Washington Post quoting six of the ten commissioners saying it's a fraud. But see, they won't counter that. They make up stuff you never said.
Yeah, they are. They're really insistent on spinning all sorts of quotes, theories, and beliefs, and ideas, and statements that I've put forth. And it is such a blatant misrepresentation of what you and I have been, you know, so painstakingly focused on here, and so careful about, you know, the bullet points that we chose and the way that we constructed the letter and the message that we're delivering, that I've got to believe at some point there could be some legal action here. You know, I'm not saying that's where I'm headed with this, because I think we got bigger fish to fry than these, you know, worthless douchebags. But it's just a shame that they've created the illusion that they command the truth, that they hold all the cards, that what they say is law, when in fact it is it's quite the opposite. You know, when they're making statements or the statements that I made about, you know, Bush and Cheney were behind this thing, it's an absolute cover up. It's, you know, they blew up the towers, and I think that Bin Laden was in contact with the CIA up until 9/11, and I think that this happened, and I think, and it's like, no, guys, no. Read the letter, be responsible journalists. Read the freaking letter, and let's talk about that. Instead, they got to drudge up all types of stuff, you know, real or imagined, whatever. You know, let's for a second maybe, you know, peek into the closets of some of these knuckleheads and see what skeletons lurk amongst their debris, you know?
Well, that's the issue, is that on these shows they say, Charlie Sheen says this,
yeah.
Charlie Sheen said that, and they're making up fake quotes when you deliberately, in your statements on this show and in the letter, said, I just want you to answer these questions. Six of the ten say there should be a new investigation, and their answer is, every family hates you, Charlie. You're hurting the families.
They continue to use that tired excuse as a shield, as you often put it, you know. And it's just it's so shameful. It's just so unacceptable on so many fronts, you know.
Well, Charlie, I just want to say that I really do admire you. I mean, I'm not just here saying, oh, I admire Charlie because you're a big Hollywood TV star and you're on my show. And I mean, I really know you well over the years, and I know what you go through behind the scenes to do this. And like a true hero, you never talk about it.
No.
You know, all the stuff that was made up about you before, you were told, shut up, we're going to make up a bunch of crap. And they did, in the nastiest way, and going after Cuban, now in the New York Times, the White House calling him. I mean, this is heavy gangsters you're going up against, and you've gone through all of this, and you've come out smelling like a rose because the people know the media lies and spins. And what I want you to speak to next is, you put out the challenge to John McCain's daughter and all these people, and they're afraid to debate you.
I haven't heard anything back thus far, and we issued the challenge when, Alex?
Last Friday.
Last Friday, yeah. All right, so we'll give them a weekend. You know, they were busy, whatever. But we haven't. My PR team has not received any calls. You haven't received any calls. I haven't received any calls. And just seems, it seems, you know, very glaring, in my opinion, that what do they got to hide? What are they so afraid of? Let me just read one thing from the letter, Alex, that these, you know, these talking heads, these talking pinheads need to be made aware of. Please keep in mind, Mr. President, everything I'm about to say is documented as fact and part of the public record. The information you are holding in your hands chronicles and verifies each and every point. Now, would you and I have written a statement like that just prior to the briefing if we didn't feel it was absolutely bulletproof and stood completely on its own?
No, we wouldn't have. And now that is in the White House hands. Gibbs has it. They've called you back. You've talked to them. We have their emails. We didn't publish their emails or phone calls back to you. We published your emails to them, you know, out of respect to privacy, even though it's a public office of the White House press secretary, Gibbs.
Sure.
Here you are saying, I'd like to meet with you with the 9/11 families. You're in contact with the 9/11 families. Here you are saying, I'd like to debate. And on top of that, Larry King was hot to have you on, but he said, we've got to have somebody on the other side. And then Larry King called you up last week and they said, look, we can find no one to debate Charlie Sheen. It's incredible.
Which doesn't really support their whole argument, because I'm a complete nutbag. I'm crazy, quote unquote. I have, what did Mustache call me? Mustache called me, he said I had a trick gene?
Yes.
Do we know what a trick gene is, Alex?
I think you got to have a trick gene to be able to grow a Stromboli mustache.
Get your science team on that right away. So if Stromboli is going to attack me with a trick gene, shouldn't he be held responsible for at least explaining what that means?
Well, that's,
or are we giving him too much airtime and too much credit?
Well, you know, Geraldo Rivera is a joke in his own right. And all he did was use lies, innuendos, say you were hurting the families. The families, almost to a person, the news says over 75%, didn't like the commission and said it was a fraud and a cover-up.
Sure.
There's all those famous photos and videos of him holding up signs saying cover-up.
Right.
And they're up there knowing that's the case, lying and claiming they represent the families and then saying you're hurting the families. When it was Bush that blocked the families being able to sue Saudi Arabia for that connection, that brings me to another point you made off air. And that's about Hollywood and their so-called anti-war stance.
Yeah, it just seems a little hypocritical in my book, at least. That they're everybody is so outspoken against the war, but they seem like they're forgetting the reason that the war began. It seems like they're forgetting what had to take place prior to both wars being launched. And so I don't feel I'm not saying like I can't handle this out here on my own, because I went into the fire and you know, I'm ready to carry the flag. I'm ready to deliver the message. I'm ready to do whatever I have to do to keep the fight going, to keep this, you know, to keep focus on the issue. But I just, it might have been nice if somebody came forward and said, I got your back, bro. I got your back. But, you know, I guess everybody's too worried about the things they're worried about. And you know what? They're absolutely entitled to take that position. I'm not saying I respect it. I'm not saying I disrespect it. But, to say I wasn't slightly disappointed would be a lie. You know?
Well, sometimes it takes time. I mean, you saw Jesse Ventura, Willie Nelson, a lot of other people go public after you went public.
Sure.
And we don't know that Hollywood people haven't made a statement to the media. The media is trying to clamp this down, Charlie.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah. That's
so
true.
I think
there could have been those that they came forward that just the message was not delivered, you know.
Well, I happen to know for a fact that there are some other big Hollywood people who have made little statements here and there, but they haven't boldly come out on the radio. They haven't made a public statement to the president. And I think that's why you are a hero, Charlie.
Well, thanks, Alex. I mean, I don't look at myself like that. Honestly, I don't. I'm not sitting back here like, you know, studying Google and every single story. I'm not, you know, basking in what I've done. I just, you know, I feel like I have a responsibility to use my platform, use my position, use my voice, and represent those that don't have that platform, that don't have the ability to reach the amount of people that I do. And, you know, last time I checked, that was my God-given right in this country as a law-abiding taxpaying American.
Well, that's another issue.
Last time I checked. But I guess, you know, I guess the clock is ticking on that front as well. But wait a minute, Alex. Let's talk for 2 seconds about the president finds the time to comment on this ridiculous Kanye West thing at a music awards show. And then, you know, they have to call and apologize to the White House because it was something set off the record. But it's like a whole big thing. But he doesn't even acknowledge that this letter was presented, the video was produced and launched on YouTube that's blown up, you know, in the last 4 or 5 days. He doesn't even have the decency, the compassion, the executive awareness to just make one comment about this, just so we know that he's read it, that he cares, that he doesn't care, something. Just let us know where you stand, Mr. President, because, you know, I didn't do this just to, you know, suddenly put myself back in the news, you know?
In fact, the media has reported one of the most private people in Hollywood, turned down interviews constantly. I was talking to your publicist, Larry King's trying to get you every week. You've refused for year after year. You suddenly say, okay, I'm ready to come on and talk about 9/11, and you can have three people against me.
Sure.
And even 3-1, they can't get them to come on and go up against you. Just like popular mechanics will debate no one.
Sure.
They will only go on when the opposition's hands are tied. Just like Obama won't touch what you're doing because it has substance. Some fool grabbing a microphone away at some award ceremony, that's safe for him to weigh in on and call the guy a jackass.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, I don't drink, but I don't see why he and I couldn't recreate the, you know, the Rose Garden beer meeting, you know?
Well, you could have a buckler like one of the guys that doesn't drink did.
Exactly. But again, you know, obviously at this point, everybody knows we're not hiding. We're here to make a statement. We're here to confront, you know, an issue and issues that have been ignored and steamrolled and completely devastated for much too long, and it's time to be accountable. It's time to step up. It's time to step forward. It's time to, you know, to put this thing back on the front burner, and it's time to demand the truth. You know, that's what it's really about. It's really about right here, right now. What can we do right here, right now?
Well, you and I have talked a lot about why you wanted to go public, and it's the same reason I go public. How do you know 6 of the 10 commissioners say it's a fraud and a cover-up? How do you know the White House was involved covering it up? How do you know that FBI translators said the government was running al-Qaeda and bin Laden up until the day of the attack, 9/11?
Sure.
How do you know NORAD stood down and then just go, oh, I'm going to go on about my life. They've staged Gulf of Tonkin. Cheney wanted to blow up our own ships. This whole history. And then we're supposed to just sit back and ignore it. And that's completely abnormal to be able just to ignore this.
It is. It is. But unfortunately, they created the illusion that there's no other option. That is the only way to behave. That is the only way to think. And anybody that dares defy that is labeled a nut job. Is labeled a wacko. And just no, I'm sorry. That's not good enough. That's not what free thinking people were how we were taught. That's not what, you know, those aren't the ideals we were raised on.
Charlie, when we come back, we've got a big announcement to make, and we've got a few other issues to cover in the time we have with you today. But just asking you live here on air, from my perspective, it's been a huge success with your video message, 20 Minutes of the President, published by hundreds of newspapers, links to it. Some papers printed the whole thing, some your 20 bullet points. It's reignited a huge debate about false flag terror, and I think really keeps the establishment from trying to pull something like this again. Are you happy with what's happened overall?
I'm thrilled, Alex. I'm thrilled. I mean, this is, you know, phase one is a major success. But, you know, to be thrilled and not satisfied is a little frustrating, to be honest, you know, because I didn't start this. I didn't, you know, roll this snowball downhill to have it just be this, you know. This is the ultimate goal is to sit down with the man, is to have get 20 minutes of FaceTime with POTUS. That's what this is about.
20 minutes with Possum, I mean POTUS.
Yes.
Charlie Sheen is our guest. Phase one has been launched. We're going to let you know a little bit about phase two, but there's more coming up down the road as well. Charlie Sheen is our guest, and you, my friends, are essential in phase two, even more important than you were in phase one. Stay with us.
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dry guy. During times of physical and emotional stress like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat, because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dry guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dry guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products, requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The freeze-dry guy has been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org.
Cyrus Jones from 1810 to 1913 made his great-grandchildren believe you could live to 103.
Charlie Sheen, ladies and gentlemen.
103 is forever when you're just a...
He looks at 9/11, the unanswered questions. He looks at his family. He decides to go public, an intensely private person. But he's doing it because you can't sleep at night unless he does. A man after my own heart. Charlie's going to be with us 20 minutes into the next hour. I just cleared the phones. Your chance to talk to him about 9/11, 9/11 Truth, 1-800-848-9222. 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Your questions or comments for Charlie Sheen coming up when we start the next hour. Charlie, I notice here in your letter, your open letter to the public, you say another bin Laden tape has surfaced this morning. I will be monitoring the FBI's most wanted website to see if this tape finally provides the Bureau with the evidence required to list him for the crime of 9/11 on his rap sheet. Thus far, it has not.
Yeah. Yeah. It's still not up. It's still not up. So it doesn't really make any sense. They keep rolling out these tapes, video, audio, whatever, and it doesn't seem to connect into anything.
He keeps coming out in these fake videos that have been proven to be fake and now audios, admitting he carried it out. If they have him listed and indicted for the coal and the embassy bombings in Africa, why not for 9/11? Because the FBI says they don't have the evidence.
Yeah, yeah, no, it really confuses the whole issue. It confuses the whole issue. There's a reason that was the first bullet point on the list. Because I've been in conversations and I've told people, I said, you know, if you visit the FBI's most wanted and you look up Bin Laden, 9/11 is just not mentioned. They're like, oh, that's not true. And then you walk them over to a computer, you bring it up, and they sit there dumbfounded, you know. And, you know, I would like to believe that because of the letter, hopefully in certain situations, that it led people to do just that. It led them to go check.
Well, Charlie, there is no doubt, and Paul Watson concurs, and he talked about this last hour, you had them doing 9/11 hit pieces against us
right.
In the last few months. You had POTUS starting to invoke 9/11 as the pretext to increase troops in Iraq and Afghanistan
for
contractors.
Of course.
And then you have more warrantless raids of innocent people. It came out Cheney did that and wanted to use the Army just to create fear. That's been declassified.
Of course.
And you have this Bin Laden tape coming out from the Intel Center, who's been caught uploading past ones with the Intel Center logo in the same video layer as the Al-Qaeda logo, meaning they produced it.
Hmm. Yeah. Are we surprised? Are we shocked? Are we dumbfounded? What I mean, it's what these people do. Come on. You know.
Well, how do you like having the Pentagon release a new video trying to overshadow your going public?
Well, I mean, I don't want to take credit that was their response. I mean, it seems like the timing is a little suspect, a little convenient, perhaps.
Well, they make national TV shows attacking us, bro.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, no, they. I think that, you know, if perhaps it wasn't a coincidence, then gosh, it. You know, I would have to say, to quote my dad from Apocalypse, that we really shoved a weed up command's ass, you know?
Oh, man, you are something else, Charlie Sheen. We're going to go to break, come back, take some calls, and get into other points with Charlie. There's so many to make. But we want to thank all of you that made this a big success, that got 20 minutes with the president out there to tens of millions. Keep spreading it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.